This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site, submit different things from the internet, whether it's a blog post or YouTube video or a news article, whatever you want. You submit it, other listeners will vote up or down on it. The most voted up make it to the front page of the site, see it for yourself, and get interactive for free over at freetalklive.com. As we continue with you and your thoughts about what you want, Bart is listening in Illinois. Bart, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Hello, hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. I just want to mention that I've been listening to the show for a while. This is my actual first time calling in.
Excellent, sir. So what did you want to share with us?
I just want to say that I was at Walgreens yesterday getting some wine and cigarettes for my mom. I'm 21, so obviously I was carded for my ID.
Mm-hmm.
And the store clerk mentioned that, oh, you know, I don't look anything like my ID, which I get that a lot. And the lady standing next to me in line mentioned that in Arizona or some state, how they don't have to renew their license for, like, years and years, like 20 years or something like that. And I was kind of out of it, but I just kind of mentioned, you know, casually, oh, you know, that's awesome. You know, I wasn't really thinking too much, but she was like, oh, you know, it's not awesome. It's, imagine what the TSA has to go through at airports and how much hassle they have to deal with. She just kept going on and on about that. You know, I'm like, this is what I mentioned was, well, you know, first of all, we don't need the TSA. And I mean, they're just more trouble than good. But then she flew off the handle and mentioned how we need the TSA, how great the TSA is, and how many things they have found, and how surprised I would be if I knew the things they found at the airports or something.
They can't even find their own tests. I guess they send their own testers through. They can't even find their own hidden bombs.
Right, and I was recently, you know, on a plane as a couple months ago, and, I mean, they don't know what they're doing over there, and I don't know, this lady was probably, I would say, in her 40s or 50s, and, I mean, I would have taken the time longer to argue, but obviously I was at Walgreens and I was in line, so I didn't want to hold up the line, but, you know, I was wondering what you guys, you know, thought about this.
What specifically?
About, you know, because she mentioned that the TSA catches a lot of things, and I'm assuming she meant...
Well,
she's presuming.
They know.
Right, she's jumping to a conclusion. She's presuming that because the government is so big and so intimidating and so scary that they must be successful at what they're doing. I mean, they've got all those agents and all that machinery, so it must be successful. She's jumping to conclusions, and there's no evidence for what she's saying at all. I mean, there's just nothing. In all the incidents of...
They miss like 90% of their own stuff.
I don't know if it's 90%,
like,
but it's a super majority of the stuff that goes through in their own tests that they revealed several years ago. They haven't revealed those tests since then, probably because they're still failing miserably, because you would think that if they were doing a super awesome job, they would be touting how successful they are. But, yeah, I'm sorry. It's just, she is just fantasizing about the TSA. That's all.
Yeah, I was just assuming she was pulling out these, you know, facts out of the air, and I haven't really come across any evidence of, you know, super terroristic activity, as she would like to mention, but I don't know, I just thought this whole experience was funny, because normally I don't get into, like, political, you know, semi-political arguments with people at stores, but...
Sure. It's probably not a good idea in general. I mean, you never know who you're dealing with and what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's just a sycophant. She's a bootlicker, and there are people like that out there. And, if you talk to those people and you're not getting anywhere with them, then do what you need to, like you did. Just get the heck out of there and move on with your life.
Right.
So, anything else you want to share?
That's pretty much about it. Thanks for having me on the air.
Cool. Hey, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's like the people that believe that the police are protecting them. I mean, that's what they say. The police say these things all the time.
And you see them all over the place.
Right, and now
pulling people over and giving them tickets.
Now and then they will. I mean, now and then they will actually do something
and
right.
And make a huge public scene, hubbub about it. Well, if there's a really successful case of a police tracking down a criminal, there'll be a hubbub about it.
Sure.
And that'll be really visible, and you won't hear about all the...
But sometimes they actually do the right thing and they don't, they don't promote it. I mean, there was one time where my tenants were moving out and their little girl got lost in the neighborhood somewhere and they called the cops. The cops came out and, they assisted with trying to find a little girl, in which case I was like, great, that's what the cops should be doing. I'm glad to see that happen. But there's this belief system that people have that, they're there to protect me. You heard somebody say earlier, doesn't the president swear an oath to protect the American people? I mean, you've seen Bush and Obama say on television plenty of times that it's my sworn duty as president to protect the American people. If they just keep saying it over and over again, then people will start to believe that it's true. Yeah. When in point of fact, they aren't protecting you. They're robbing from you on a regular basis. They're stealing from you, and they're threatening you, and they're hurting you, and they're imposing diktats on you and your business and everything that you do and all the money that you make. And no, they're not protecting you. They're the biggest criminal gang out there. They're the ones that are the most violating of you and your freedom. But yet people don't see it that way because they've been told differently.
Right.
Yeah. So let's continue here at 800-259-9231, and we go to Andrew listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Andrew.
Hi, guys. I'm calling in because of Joe, a caller just a few moments ago, who was calling in because he was thinking about joining the military because he thought he could practice law that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just concerned for him because I feel like that is an act of desperation and fear. And possibly a pattern of, well, I don't know what else to do, so I'm going to take the safe route and work for the state because the state's always going to be around to do something. And I didn't get a chance to go to Porkfest this year because I opted to go to Mises University here in a couple weeks. And as a student, an undergrad, I hope to move to New Hampshire someday. But I'm curious if you could describe maybe some of the entrepreneurial, I know maybe not necessarily agorism, but people in the town that I live in, people who are out of work, they get together and they go out and have coffee and just try to think of something. Like, if not, they at least know people who's a computer programmer, somebody's an accountant, somebody's a lawyer, and they just hang out and someday they're going to create a business somehow, at least by knowing one another, or some sort of entrepreneurial circles, I guess. Does that happen enough in the Free State Project?
Good question. I don't know, because, I mean, I'm pretty busy doing my entrepreneurial things. So.
Yeah, Keen Freeman owns everything in Keen.
Well, people have actually made attempts at different agorist things with varying degrees of success. And,
I guess I don't really understand the question. Are you talking about like a young businessman's club or something like that? What do they call them? They have these networking organizations.
Yeah.
Sort of like
young
the
professionals.
I've been to something like that in L.A.
Yeah, young professionals and junior achievement, and I think they work with the commerce, but it's not technically part of the state.
But is that what you're talking about, like a group of
sort of like a chamber of commerce, yeah. People get together to at least know one another somehow in hopes that that will create somebody will fill a niche that is needed in the community entrepreneurially.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if there's any organization necessarily or any overt group of people doing that. Maybe they are, and they can call in and let us know. But I am not aware of anything like that going on. That's not to say that it couldn't go on if somebody wanted to start something like that. I mean, people do get to know one another through social circles, but to get to know one another specifically for the purpose of business, I don't know. Maybe there is, and I'm just not aware of it. And if there's not, then maybe that's something that you could provide.
That sounds like a great idea for me or Joe when we both make it up there someday. So,
I love the first
lot,
point. Thanks for the call tonight. I love the first point he made, and I'm sorry I didn't make it with Joe earlier. He's coming from a place of fear.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that. It sounds like it's an act of, it's coming from desperation.
I've got a bunch of money that I've spent on school, and I owe this money. I've got this student debt. That's a scary thing to have over your head. And then to be uncertain about what you're going to do in life is a scary thing,
too. I guarantee you he's talking himself into it, and that's what I would warn him about.
Yeah, toll-free number is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy those features there. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. In fact, the archives go all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free for you. There's no membership fee or logging in or hoops to jump through. You just download free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live can now accept bitcoins. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get more information about how to contribute via Bitcoin or what the Bitcoin is. In fact, you want to learn more about bitcoins, best place to go for that is weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. It is a new and pretty much an anonymous digital currency that has just taken off within the last several months online, and it's brilliant. I highly recommend you look into it at weusecoins.org. All right, so 800-259-9231 is our number. We go to Jay calling from Massachusetts. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jay. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to remind everybody it's a beautiful drive from the Keene area right down to Bonneville, Massachusetts, down along the Quad Reservoir.
Well, this isn't just a Keene show. There are a lot of people that are listening to this program. This is Jay Noon calling in. You're somebody who has put your house and your freedom on the line. You live in Massachusetts. You've never paid property tax the entire time you've owned your home, and now the government down there, the government people are going to purportedly serve an eviction on you tomorrow morning, and you've invited people not just from Keene but from all over New England, I would presume, to come and help you protect your house tomorrow morning.
Yes, essentially, and I had a little talk with the chief of police today.
Mm-hmm.
Do I sound okay to you guys?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Okay, I just hear a little feedback on my end. But anyways, the chief of police come and knock on my door and had a chat with me, and he has told people I've been anti-government. So I straightened that out with them. I told them the only anti-government activities I've seen in Palmer, Mass. Either came out of the police department with their assault and battery on one of my family members and out of the Palmer District Court. And I explained to him that I am the government, that even him in his private capacity is the government, that we the people are the government.
I don't really know what that means. Like, I'm not the government because I don't hurt peaceful people. And I don't aggress against my neighbors.
To govern means to restrain or limit. In engineering, a governor is something that, like, limits, say, the speed of a truck so that it can't go more than 70 miles an hour, or it might be limiting the flow through a pipe, or that's what a governor is, and government is intended to limit. And then, in theory, the idea is it's going to limit just bad things, right? But of course, it limits everything, presumably to prevent bad things. But I have no desire to try and limit and control other people. I don't want to be considered part of the government myself, either.
I might consider myself my own self-governor. Like, I'm limiting myself.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You want to engage be a peaceful person. You want to engage with other people voluntarily. You want to restrain any actions of yourself that might infringe upon the freedoms of other people. And you do that in hopes that they will extend the same courtesy to you and avoid violent conflict and things like that.
Anyway, that's a bit of a nitpick, but go ahead, Jay.
Well, the Constitution provides limited government, but I explained that deal to him. Then I asked him if he understood the difference between an Article 4 Republican form of government and a municipal corporation. And he said, oh, yeah. I said, so which one are you here as tomorrow? He says, well, I'm here as the municipal corporation. That's who I work for.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, I handed him Article 12 of the Massachusetts Constitution where it says they cannot take property without due process of law. I mean, without a jury trial, there's been no jury trial, and I showed him the judgment that Land Court issued given my deed to my property to the town. There's no signature on it. In fact, I posted it in a message I sent to you earlier, Ian. I don't know if you looked at it.
I'm a little behind on email. You have to excuse me.
Okay, well, it was a Facebook message. And I also posted a in with the post is my affidavit of non U.S. citizenship. That's, you know, as Ned was, Captain Ned talked about the other day. But, so anyways, I had an interesting talk with him, and he asked me what I was going to do. I told him I wasn't sure yet. I was going to let the Holy Spirit move me. And so, you know, he come off as a real nice guy, but about 7 or 8 times, he insisted I go to the local courtroom and get a stay. And he goes, and I won't have to remove you tomorrow if you get a stay. So I said, well, who told you to tell me that? He goes, well, the town's lawyer, Peter A. Brown. And he's just a money chaser, as pretty much they all are. And and as I told you guys before, I never boarded the district court ship. I never crossed a bar.
Meaning you stood in the audience and you talked to the judge. You didn't actually go up and take a defendant seat. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to kind of jump into their system, right?
That is exact. I've bounced this off about 3 or 4 real sharp guys. And, yes. And one more thing about your nitpicking about not being government. We are not dealing with governments. We are dealing with corporations. And these corporations were set up by the Federal Reserve after the Erie versus Tompkin case in 1939 collect a bankruptcy debt that had occurred from 1913 in 1932, when FDR filed.
Well, what we're dealing with, Jay, I mean, that may all be true, but what we're dealing with is men and women calling themselves governments. Yes, they are organized as corporations, but corporations are just another fiction. I mean, corporations don't actually exist. They're just an idea, and they're an idea conjured by lawyers. And of course, most of the people calling themselves governments are lawyers, and so essentially this is just a system by the lawyers for the lawyers. That's really what it all is. And it's whether they are corporations or not, they're men and women calling themselves governments who are ruling over peaceful people by the threat of violence and by actual violence and by putting people in cages. And I think that, as fascinating as the corporate theory is, and I've looked into it myself, I don't think any of it really matters, because ultimately it's people doing violence against people. It's men and women who are willing to use the threat of violence against other men and women. That's all it really boils down to. And I want to come down there tomorrow, and Mark is going to come down, and Dale, I think you're coming out, and JJ,
yep.
And we're going to try to get as many of the folks from Keene down there. I sent out an invite to everybody that's on my Facebook list in New Hampshire, just letting them know about your party tomorrow morning. Because you and your family, you're having a party tomorrow morning. They're expected, the people calling themselves government are expected to come by at around 10, but they may be coming earlier. Maybe they'll come later. Who knows? You're going to have a party in the hopes that you'd be able to fend off them stealing your home from you. But for how long this will work, of course, is another question. If they just wait 6 hours and then come later on at nighttime, how will that change things? Inevitably, if they want to hurt you, they're going to do so. And the only way to stop that isn't through some sort of corporate game, in my opinion. I mean, I'd love to see the corporate thing work and somehow stop them. But the only real way to stop them is to shine light on their activities. And we're going to try to do as much of that tomorrow as we can. Jay, thanks for the update. We'll see you in the morning. And thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah, the reason what they're able to get away with all this is because they've convinced everyone to believe in it, whether it's corporations or whether it's government or some other form. They've just convinced everyone to buy into it.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive on our BBS, the forum for listeners of Free Talk Live. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Also, want to make sure you know about freedomsphoenix.com. Great place to go and get some excellent liberty-oriented news. I'm sure you've been to freetalklive.com hopefully by now, and you've seen that the listeners decide on the stories there. And over at Freedoms Phoenix, they've got an editor that kind of picks things, so they've got a whole lot more content there on their front page. And so go and see what they think is important, because usually there's some interesting stuff there that might not necessarily be the same as what you'll see over at freetalklive.com. So go to freedomsphoenix.com, see that, and get interactive there. Just saw Ernie Hancock, actually, who's the guy behind Freedoms Phoenix. He was here in Keene today,
yeah,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I bumped into him myself.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that Julian, I mentioned it briefly, but Julian Heichlin also was in Keene today, the renowned, infamous almost, jury nullification activist who has made a real name for himself by going around getting arrested at different courthouses for handing out jury nullification information. He was here handing out jury info in our very own beautiful Keene, and he said that he didn't really need to come to Keene or anywhere in New Hampshire and help with jury activism because, well, we pretty much have it nailed down here.
That's quite a compliment coming from him.
It absolutely is. But, you know, he was in the area because of Pork Fest. He actually came out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for several days. And so he was kind of on his way down and stopped in Keene for a while today, which is cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So, yeah.
And it kind of led to a spontaneous memorial for the guy who burned himself in Keene on the steps of the court.
Yeah, we forgot to talk about that, too.
Yeah, that was another event today. It was a packed day. And
what happened with
you
that?
Know, I'm a little embarrassed. I was almost brought to tears. We bought flowers and put them on the steps where this man burned himself.
That's right.
And the moment we walked away, they came out and took them, put them
the
away.
The government bureaucrats came out and took the memorial away.
Yeah. And, you know, this is, you know, a person died a horrible, tragic, painful death. And, you know, regardless of what was behind it and all that, then to take away a memorial to a dead person, you know, they were calling it a shrine.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, you know, and I'm like, I'm sorry, a shrine is a place of worship. It's not, you know, this is not worship. It's a memorial to a person, to a human being.
Wait, the government guys were calling it a shrine?
Yeah, they said no shrines on government property was the first response. I mean, they were cold as ice about this person who died a horrible, tragic death, and people putting out flowers for this person. And I was really, like, looking at these people, even though I should expect these sorts of answers, these cold answers of doing my job, doing what I was told, mm-hmm. Stupid crap, like it's a trip hazard. You know, there's a list of technical reasons.
Someone could trip over your flowers?
Yes. There's a list of technical reasons why they had to remove the flowers, and then we're not going to argue about it or whatever. And just the answers are just so cold. And I'm like, I was literally saying to them, are you a robot? Are you completely heartless? Are you failing to acknowledge that there's people who care about this person? You know, this is, and they said something about he committed an act. And I'm like, well, whatever. There's someone who died a horrible, tragic death, and people tried to remember him. People tried, you know, it's like they painted over the scene. People put flowers, they snatched up the flowers. It's like they're trying to erase what happened.
Mm.
It's like they don't want anyone to be thinking about what it means or the pain and suffering around it, or they don't want anyone to be thinking about, you know, something that we ought to be thinking about so we can be trying to avoid it in the future.
Right. They'd much
try to
rather
keep it from happening in the future.
Well, yeah, they don't want people to think about what happened there. They'd much rather cover it up.
And I was thinking about like how little coverage the event got. You know,
it really didn't.
And apparently, a lot of these happen more than people know, and it just is stifled in the media because this guy had an anti-government message, which would be incredibly powerful attached to what happened. You know, mm-hmm. if you know someone was driven to do something, so I mean, obviously, this was a horrible decision for him to make. I mean, a horrible thing for him to do.
Terrible.
But it shows the desperation and the pain the guy was going through. And the mainstream media is trying to stifle it. It's just they're trying to stifle it, and they're trying to pretend it just wash over it and erase this guy from everyone's memory.
But they didn't paint over the yellow portion.
No.
So I didn't notice until today, until somebody pointed out to me. When the guy died, I mean, he made a fairly large black mark in front of the courthouse. And as you mentioned, by the next day, by 5 o'clock the following day, so within 24 hours, they had completely painted what I thought was completely painted over it. But it turns out they didn't paint the side of the step. So when you're walking up to the Keene Courthouse, the Superior Court, there's just one step up.
I mean, right in front of the doorway.
Right. It's not steps. It's not a set of steps. It's just like
it's more like two curbs. It's
right,
like there's
concrete.
A sidewalk and then another curb before the next level of sidewalk.
Yeah, like another.
And that's
level
where the flowers were. There's lots of room to go around the flowers.
Right. I mean, the curb itself would have been a more hazardous, trip hazard.
Absolutely. If you trip on the flowers, you're already tripping on the curb.
But the curb was the only part. The side of the curb, so not the top of the curb, but the side of the curb was the part that they neglected to paint over. So there still is some evidence that somebody burned themselves alive there. And my request is now in again, by the way. I'm trying to get my hands on the video footage from the government's own surveillance cameras of that day in question.
Oh, wow. I can't imagine them wanting that out.
Oh, they definitely would not want that out. However, there's this supposed freedom of information law that supposedly requires
it will be interesting
them.
To watch their contortions to get around that.
I
guarantee
this.
You there'll be massive contortions.
Yeah, I fully expect this to be incredibly difficult. I'm not expecting this to be a walk in the park. So the first hoop that I've had to jump through is that when I went there originally, I asked them for the footage. They said, oh, we don't have it. We gave it to Keene Police. So I went to the Keene Police Department, and Keene Police said, oh, you can't file that here. You need to file it with, because I had this information request. There's the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers that has used this information request several times very successfully, and they've made their own form up, basically, for it. So I printed that out, and I filled that out, and that's what I had. And the police department says, no, you can't give that to us. You have to give it to the city clerk. So wait, I have to give it to the city clerk, and then they send it to you? So it's like this crazy bureaucratic pass-the-buck thing.
Bunch of hoops you have to jump through.
Right, that's the way it works. So then I went to the city clerk's office, which was fine, because I actually didn't know the woman at the police office, but I know who the city clerk is, and I have the assistant clerk, and I have a good rapport with him. So I went in, I handed it to him, and to his credit, he jumped on it pretty quickly. He sent me an email that night to let me know that it was in process and that he would update me when he had more, and then during Porkfest, he sent me another email to basically say that, yeah, they can't help me, because apparently the police department is done with that footage, and they've now given it back to the sheriff's office, the people that I originally thought I would be able to get it from. So today I went back to the sheriff's office, and I gave them that very same form, and so that's where it currently sits. So it's coming up on 2 weeks since I first submitted, because I submitted the next day. Afterwards, I submitted my first request the next day, so we'll see how long it actually takes to get a response and what they say. I'll let you know. Let's go to you and your phone calls, 800-259-9231. And if I do get my hands on the footage, you damn well bet it's going up on YouTube, and we'll push again to try to get some more attention on this story, because maybe that's what the news media needs. They need something to look at, something to point to, and some video footage to show their viewers. And stuff.
Yeah.
So let's go to Diana, listening in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Diana.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah. I want something to say about TSA, which I've been going around on other sites and listening to other people, too, and there's something that nobody seems to bring up. I don't know.
Okay.
But basically, everybody that goes through all this stuff, they check their diapers, all this crazy stuff. They check the little kids.
Yep.
And, this day and age, we're in the electronic age. And, they have engineers and mechanics and all the people running the computer systems that run the airplane. And everybody's so concerned that the individual people are going to do something. But, airplanes run on computers, and anybody can tap into the computer system.
Mm.
I mean, even the ones like the engineers and the mechanics, they're the ones that are in there in the system doing stuff to the airplanes.
That's an interesting suggestion. So you're suggesting maybe like a terrorist hacker could hack into the computer system.
Lately, all I ever hear about is, we got to be concerned for our safety because somebody's going to get on the airplane with something in their diaper, or some little kid's going to be carrying a bomb.
Oh, you're really touching
somebody
on the reality.
Somebody can get into the infrastructure, because this is the electronic age. Somebody can get into the infrastructure of the airplane, get into the computers, and do something that way.
Well, the terrorists are going to attack us wherever we're weak, and we can't possibly watch everything all the time. And this is that's why all of this is just security theater. They're not going to go up to the places that are being watched.
Hey, thanks for the call. It's an interesting suggestion. 1-800-259-9231. Still time for you and your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in right now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get yourself Free Talk Live bumper sticker, as well as graphics, and we've got web banners and flyers. You can print out different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Details on how to contact your local talk station about Free Talk Live, etc. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. We got rid of all of our Free Talk Live bumper stickers, by the way, at the Port
Nice.
Freedom Festival.
Nice.
Yeah, I placed an order for some new ones from Liberty Stickers right before we went to Port Festo, so we're good. So if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, to the number or to the address at promote.freetalklive.com, you will be returned a Free Talk Live bumper sticker. And maybe I'll throw an LRN.FM in there for you as well. So, again, that's promote.freetalklive.com as we go to you and your thoughts. Kevin is in Indy listening to WXNT. Hello, Kevin.
6 years and 50 weeks. That's when you'll have the video.
What? Oh, with the freedom of information request with the government.
All right, let's start a betting pool. How long will it take?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm just 7 years, so you've only got 6 years and 50 weeks to go, my man.
I heard you. What
All
else
right,
do you want to share tonight?
Okay, the reason I call is because July 4th is a really significant day to me. It's our Independence Day. It's the day that significantly John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both, you know, constructors of the Declaration of Independence both passed away on that day. I thought that was always ironic. It was the great battle in around the same time of Gettysburg, of course, and Lincoln's famous address. I just think it's just unbelievable that that day is so significant. And I also think we ought to take it as a day on July 4th where we should say, you know what, every year we need to think about this is the day that we all get together and think about ending our tax structure as we have and maybe having a new Independence Day for and a new dawn.
Individual independence.
Absolutely. We need to, you know, everything starts at the local level. I hear you guys every night talking about that. And, you know, violence did beget freedom and independence, and sometimes it takes violence.
No.
You know, I'm just saying, and yours, I know you guys don't advocate it, but you have to take everything back at the local level, and until you do that, you're never going to get anywhere. So if you have to get out and all vote, but until people realize that, you know.
Violence didn't begin. The only thing I disagree with you on so far is that violence begot freedom. It didn't. The people after that, they may have been, you know, a little more free in comparison to British rule, but on the other hand, the violence created this violent system that we currently have today. You can't get to peace through violence. It's just not possible. It doesn't work that way. But all that said, I agree with you that local change is the most viable change.
I like to think of it as recursive secession. You know, secession is always good, and the further you go, the better, all the way down to the individual secession.
Right, individual freedom, individual liberty, secession, that's the way to do it. And
it'd be great if New Hampshire seceded. It would be great if Keene seceded from New Hampshire. It would be great if your house seceded.
Right. If enough individuals just decide to secede and no longer participate in the violent system, then it's over. Then no amount of violence will be able to change that on the system's part. So I agree with I like the independence. I'm glad that you even mentioned the name of it, by the way, Kevin, because one of my pet peeves on Independence Day is how many people call it the 4th of July. You ever notice that?
It's almost like it's a neutering of it, what it really means. It's a neutering to try and, like, you know, turn it into a barbecue with flags.
You notice that, Kevin?
Turn it into a nationalist holiday.
Absolutely. People do not know their history, but, you know, if West Virginia can break away from Virginia, then I think anything's possible, don't you?
Heck yeah, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
We need to be grateful for what we have, but we're all paying way too much in taxes, and I don't like the fact that I'm paying for 10 people or 10 families that do not work, and I'm out here killing myself.
I heard you, man.
Yeah,
you know, hey, some people might say to you, Kevin, you know what, Ken, if you don't like it, you can leave. What would you say to them?
I would say, you know what, I'm the guy paying the bill, so shut up.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. By the way, Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is the new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact and has numerous safety features, including 3-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you. Ruger.com. That's Ruger.com and your local gun dealer. 800-259-9231. So, Dale, there were two things that we were going to talk about that we haven't gotten a chance to yet, or we just haven't gotten around to it.
Yep.
One thing was you wanted to talk about talking yourself into the military. There was a guy earlier who sounded like he was doing that.
Yes, that's something I noticed myself doing, and that's what you wanted my experience as a military person. And that occurred to me as I thought about it a little more deeply, is that I remember talking myself into the military. And the thing is, when you're in a desperate situation, you're just so much more likely to do that. It's like going to a salesman when you really, really need a car really badly, you know, and mm-hmm. that's a bad place to be buying a car from, you know, because you're going to buy something.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. This guy, and a lot of young people, when they're in a desperate situation, they need a job really bad, and they'll think about the military, and they won't be honestly weighing the pros and cons, because once you get in there, the cons are going to hit you in force. Like, you're going to really see all the cons, and it's going to be too late. And I think, you know, I remember talking to people telling me that this is going to happen, it's going to be really horrible and all this, and they weren't exaggerating at all. In fact, I feel like I did, you know, the full weight of it didn't hit me until I get in there, that it was understated, if anything, the things they were warning me about how I'd get jerked around and I'd be
told what to do all the time.
I understand being told what to do. It's the military's your job, but the fact that you're working, that you're on, you're essentially sort of working for them all the time. They own you. They don't own you for 40 hours a week like a typical employee.
It's 24 hours a day.
They own you 24 hours a day. And any time off you have, for instance, is totally at their discretion, totally at their whim. There's a ton of things. You'll be told to do something from one person and told someone something else by someone else a little while later, and then you'll be punished by both of them for not obeying and things like that. And I was warned about all this. You know, I was warned. But more importantly, you know, they don't tell you things like that you're actually in for 8 years, not mm-hmm. you know, potentially if they want, because again they own you for 8 years. And you're subject to the military code of the uniform code of military justice, which most people, you should read that before you go in. You are, again, they own you. You don't have any rights when you join. And there's just so much. And when you're desperate, you will talk yourself into it. You will play down all the cons and you will play up all the pros. And then once you're in there, it's too late. And then you're in this battle to get out against all these roadblocks and barriers.
One of the things the guy said at this military meeting of former military members was that it wasn't all it was cracked up to be about all the money, because some people believe they're going to get in, get their college paid for, and that ends up not being the case, because if you like get busted for one little joint or something like that, if like something happens where you violate the code of justice, that's usually enough reason for them to just say, yeah, okay, well, you're not getting this. You know, you're not getting the money.
Oh, they tried to do it to me because of the gay, because for being gay.
Mm-hmm.
I got an honorable discharge, but they tried to make me pay back my enlistment bonus when they kicked me out. Like, so, I had an enlistment bonus due to me, mm-hmm. and I got it, but then when I didn't fulfill my full 6 years that I had signed up for because they kicked me out for discrimination, they tried to make me prorate it and pay it back to
but
them.
But you didn't?
It went to Congress, actually, in a group settlement.
Wow.
There was this rights campaign I wish I could remember the name right. I can't remember it right off the top of my head, but they fight for gay rights in the military. Mm-hmm. And they pushed it all the way to Congress, and in a group of about 60 of us that the military tried to do this to, they got Congress to rule in our favor, and they had to give all that money back. They confiscated it from me and could not make me pay the rest of it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they basically tried to, you know, I was promised something coming in, then they kicked me out and tried to not pay me.
But you kind of lucked out because of Congress on that one.
I'm really lucky.
Yeah.
But that's the type of thing that they are prone to do. It's just totally
just
great promises,
you.
And they own you, so you can't do anything about it.
And just look at how they treat the veterans, dude. I mean, what else do you need to see? Look at how the veterans are treated.
Go to a VA hospital. Yeah, go to a VA hospital and walk around and ask people how their treatment's going.
Yeah.
Especially people that are in really have really difficult things and aren't just going in for a prescription or something like that. Go in and find out people who need surgery or are on a list for surgery or how
stories.
Did their surgery go, you know. And
I've heard them. I've heard the horror stories. I mean, not just on the news, but I've heard them from the people that have gone to these places.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. They don't care about
you. I can't
tell
you how many people when I was on the submarine, I can't tell you how common the subject comes up of you know, people wanting out and people making fun of the lifers, they call them. The people who basically, once you reenlist one time, it's like you get the label lifer. Oh, okay, you've reenlisted, and you might say you're going to get out after this enlistment term, but no, you're a lifer now. You're going to be in for your life.
Well, that's what our caller was saying earlier, was that he was planning on making a career out of it. And then there's the moral question. Beyond all the lies that they tell, there's the moral question. If you're working for a criminal organization that kills people, innocent people around the world.
If you're not doing it, you're indirectly supporting it.
How will that make you feel? We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.